Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done, there's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
That isn't just the sound of the 2015 Mercedes-Benz CLA expertly accelerating out of a hairpin turn. It's the sound of opportunity. The opportunity to own a car you've always dreamed of at a price you never imagined, whose customizable performance, diamond block grille, and racing-inspired seats make it every inch a performance giant. This is what opportunity sounds like. Now discover what it feels like in the 2015 Mercedes-Benz CLA.
Some equipment described as optional.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host Utica in game two of the first round of the playoffs Friday night at Allstate Arena. The Bulls could go up 3-0 on the Bucks tonight in Milwaukee. They'll play without Nico Mirotic, who's out with quad and knee soreness. Kirk Heinrich participated fully in practice and is probable for tonight's action. The Blackhawks can close out their first-round series with the Predators tonight with a win in Nashville. Scott Darling starts in net.
His focus and his attitude and his demeanor is what you'd want in the playoffs and the setting and. I just think that he's handled it, and we like what we see.
Sounds like he's talking about David Hochberg there from Townstone. Darling has a .969 save percentage in the series. The Cubs lost earlier today in Pittsburgh 5-4. They split the four-game series. Jonathan Herrera with a two-run triple. Russell and Castro with the other RBIs. Kyle Hendricks went 5 1/3, allowed 3 earned runs on 5 hits. Brian Schlitter took the loss in relief. The Cubs begin a 3-game series tomorrow in Cincinnati. The White Sox host the Royals tonight at U.S. Cellular. Good pitching matchup. Chris Sale opposes Yordano Ventura. Pregame here with Chris Ranji starts at 6:35. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, bottom of the eighth in San Francisco, the Dodgers lead the Giants 2-1. And out in Washington, top of the eighth inning, the Cardinals 2 and the Nationals 1. Games that are final today, the Yankees beat the Tigers 2-1 in Detroit, and the Mets won their 11th in a row, dropping Atlanta 6-3. And Detroit Tigers closer Joe Nathan is out for the season with a torn UCL. The Bears signed tight end McKenna Sean Pasco to a one-year contract. Pasco started 34 games over six seasons with the Giants and Falcons. PGA, first-round action of the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Your leader is Bo Weekly, shot an 8-under-64. David Hearn checked in at 65. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Listen to the Scorecard Golf Show every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. to hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene. The Scorecard Golf Show is brought to you by the BMW Championship. The BMW Championship is back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the Radio Home for White Sox Baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:35. When the Sox take on the Royals on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texted me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
You're telling me lies, you're putting me down, you're starting to make me cry.
It seems like there's so much BS out there. I mean, I don't know who's making that crap up.
It's like last week you guys had a call and he said, you know what, farmer, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No.
Who You Crappin' is brought to you by Sport Clips. With 70 Chicagoland locations, it's good to be a guy. When Terry's here, he always says to limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And be careful of the length of your submission, because if you tend to prattle on...
I got the shotgun.
And Tannehill is not afraid to use it. We
also shoot his ass through the glass.
We also have some... rules that you understand regarding the point and purpose of any political craps. Now, here's the good news is that if you've been meaning to get on, we do have a couple of open phone lines. If you're able to put a sentence together and you think, oh, I'll never get through, I never get a chance. Now is your chance. 312-644-6767 is the number. And Joe Dredge will see if you make enough sense to get on the air. And we'll decide if Joe makes enough sense. Zed in Schaumburg will start off Who You Crapping on the Score.
This crap is for one of the preeminent voices in sports journalism today. Wait a bit, never mind. It's for Dan Bernstein.
Hello.
Earlier today, when talking about parenting, Bernstein lamented his daughter's penchant for arguments, stating, you don't have to lawyer everything. Just because I'm inconsistent on something else does not mean I necessarily can't parent you about this. Hey, Dan, you know your show has this segment? It's a signature segment, even. It's called Who You Crappin', you know, where callers are encouraged to call out verbal hypocrisy and expose and thus discredit these hypocrites. When a caller brings two contradictory statements by one person to light, no matter how long the time difference between the statements or whether new evidence led that said hypocrite to a new perspective, you still applaud it as the essence. You encourage lawyering, especially when it's out of context. Your daughter's just a chip off the old block, and perhaps she's the one who should ask you, who you crappin'?
Sin's dead, baby.
Jordan in St. Charles says, these days, American sportscaster Jim Gray spends most of his time covering boxing for Showtime. Last weekend, he had a chance to interview Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., who had just gone 9 rounds with a very tough light heavyweight and Chicago resident named Andrew Fonfara. Jim asked Chavez how he felt, and Chavez responded, I think I won the fight. Visibly more puzzled than Mark Trestman trying to decide what he can and cannot hear, Jim eventually steered the interview toward the inevitable discussion of body shots and rematches, but failed to ask the obvious. Jim, why didn't you let Chavez elaborate on how he challenged Fanfara by quickly alternating which side of the face to get pounded on? Why didn't you bring up how Chavez meekly slapped Fanfara 100 or so times so he could preserve enough strength to crawl back to his corner after surviving a head-flattening, neck-splittering left hook in the ninth? Finally, why didn't you dissect Chavez's unorthodox fight strategy? To the untrained eye, it seemed to go like this. Wait for opening bell, get dominated every round, self-administer TKO between 9th and 10th round, declare yourself winner in post-fight interview. I expected more from you, Jim Gray, especially since the most obvious question you didn't ask to Chavez is, who you crapping? Jeff in Elmhurst, welcome to The Score.
Hello, Dan. This crap is for Terry while he recuperates at home. This is from a few months ago. Terry, you kept on saying that the Chicago Bears upper echelon would not pay Mr. Emery and Mr. Trestman to go away. And I kept on thinking to myself, well, you know, they paid Levy Smith for his last year to go down back to Texas. And I was wondering why you kept on saying that when they had done that previously and they did it again. So, Terry, who are you crapping?
You know, I don't exactly know what we'll know, when we'll know it.
Hurricane Andrew says former Florida congressman and professional idiot Alan West was discussing the pregame ritual of public prayer before a football game. Citing the significance of prayer's impact on player safety, said, I remember growing up in the inner city of Atlanta. I went to Grady High School. I played football, and we didn't have all this high-speed gear and everything like that. There was no such thing about targeting. You were not a tough football player unless you did try to hit someone head-on. Even in high school, the pastor would come down and pray before every game. I don't remember catastrophic injuries. I don't remember anyone getting carted off the field paralyzed. There's something about that power of prayer. There's something about that freedom of religion. Okay, Alan, I could begin by stating in 1903 when Teddy Roosevelt sent an official inquiry as to why that year's record 19 deaths from head injuries occurred while playing football at a time when pregame prayers were the norm and not the exception. The result was to change the rules of the sport, add safety padding, and then deaths decreased for a time. Or the better statistics for tracking significant brain injuries that led to death in the 1930s. And the better tracking of those injuries where statistics showed an increasing number of football-related fatalities that peaked in the 1960s. From 1965 to 1969, more than 100 players were killed while playing football during a peak religious revival period in U.S. history where prayers before games increased. What reduced the fatalities? Rule changes and equipment changes after University of Michigan studies. While you were playing football in 1979, you were benefiting from these new pieces of equipment. Even then, we're learning about the long-term effects of concussions and subconcussive hits. So please stop talking about the power of prayer that you and your team needed to keep you safe while you spear-tackled your way to glory. You know what does help athletes be safer while playing football? Safer rules, better equipment, and Alan West. Who you crapping?
It's well done.
TNT in DeKalb is on Who You Crapping on The Score.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
This crap goes out to Rick Tellender. I'm trying to give a kind tribute to Doug Buffone the other day in the Sun Times. He referenced his ill-fated radio show on your dial, stating that Doug Buffone had been on his show, meaning Tellender's show. What are you talking about, Rick? This was a show that was co-hosted by you, Buffone, and Jay Hood. And if it wasn't for you, the show probably would have lasted more than 60 days. Rick Tellender, try the Dick Geron line of, it's not my show, but I was on the show. And ask yourself, who you crapping?
Here's Fabio, who says, Dan Bernstein this afternoon, after being badgered about going to sleep before the end of a Hawks playoff hockey game by Barry Rosner, said, sleep is more important for the next day. If I don't get enough, my day starts out bad, and then I'm crabby, and I get short with everyone. Mr. Bernstein, as a longtime listener, I know the Hawks don't have playoff overtime games before every single score workday. So why is it that you're so short with people, especially on Bears Mondays or on Fridays when the Bears play on Thursdays or Tuesdays when the Bears play on Monday nights or just about every day of the last 15 years, except maybe the day after the Sox won the World Series? Next time the Hawks play a playoff hockey game and it goes to OT, get a Red Bull, strap it in. Bernstein, who you crapping? Oh, yes.
He makes a point.
In Rogers Park, Kevin, you are next on WSCR.
Hi, this crap goes out to Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, who earlier this week wrote an opinion piece on Ravens.com entitled Why Football Matters. In it, he spouts off the worn-out cliches like football is a metaphor for life and football builds character and many others. His entire essay could be picked apart for an entire segment of Who You're Crappin', but I'll just focus on this paragraph. Harbaugh writes, how many youth and high school coaches serve as father figures to their players? How many mothers look to the coaches of their son's football team as the last best hope to show their son what it means to become a man, a real man, more than we'll ever know? There are so many abhorrent undertones in this paragraph that it almost makes my head explode. But the worst of it all is the idea of a football coach as the last best hope to show a young man how to be a real man. First, it assumes that some hyped-out idea of manhood that is dogma in football is the model for manhood. Second, it assumes that no other teacher or coach of any other sport can provide that kind of guidance, that everything next to football is somehow less than. John, my son's favorite coach and favorite teacher are both women. I'm not sure if what he's learning from them is enough to make him a real man in your eyes, but it is in mine. John Harbaugh, go back to your coach's bunker and ponder who you crapping.
Ray's a heck of a guy.
Nicely done. We got more to come, and we've got open opportunities here. We're looking for the big finish, as we always do. 312-644-6767. Dial that number, and I bet you will get your shot on Who You Crappin'. Keep it here. You got the score.
To the playoffs, stick with a score. We've got more and better postseason coverage than anyone else in Chicago. Trust Chicago's number one sports station. We've got over two decades of playoff coverage experience. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Kawhi Leonard earlier today was awarded Defensive Player of the Year. This coming on the back of winning an NBA title. Winning the NBA Finals MVP has made for quite the last 365 for the 909's best product, but he shouldn't be Defensive Player of the Year. Not because he's not a great defensive player, but he actually wasn't voted the best defensive player in the league. In the NBA's voting system, much like the Heisman, much like baseball's Cy Young and MVP awards, they actually tally the total number of votes and have a scoring system instead of just saying, hey, who's the best defensive player? And Draymond Green actually got more first place votes. You confused? You shouldn't be. Remember, we don't elect a president of the United States based upon who gets the most votes. Otherwise, Al Gore would have won. Instead, it's who wins the Electoral College. The